Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.
T-E-I-C-K. T-E-I-C-K.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 64 degrees.
N8LJN Mobile Monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Charlie Zulu, doing a radio check.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KTHOOK Mobile, you're up and monitoring. KEHOOK Mobile, standing by, waiting for the siren dead. Over.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Oscar Kilo. Over.
How's it going? Looks like we're gonna have a fairly uneventful day. I was hoping it wouldn't rain, but it hasn't seemed to stop all morning. Real fine rain. At least it's not thunder and lightning, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting over here in Flint Township on Dye Road, and I see a lot of clouds, and over towards Hill Road it was getting dark, but I haven't seen any water yet. Over.
Almost enough to hit my windshield to turn the wipers on, but not quite.
Yeah, who's this? This is Bob. Yeah, who am I talking to? This is Bob.
Come here, Mike India Kilo Echo. I'm heading the back way into the pier. I gotta make a stop into Walmart and then go to a friend's place. They got things moving around with their kitchen, and they paid a plumber to do some things in the kitchen, and he broke some stuff and it leaked. So they got me out there because they didn't want to bring him back out warranty work for stuff that he broke. So I fixed it, but now they want me to figure out why their kitchen is heaving around. But they've got a building project going on too, so I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I told them my doors aren't even hardly closing in my house because the humidity is so high.
I hear you. I do think we're going to get some rain, but it might be a little bit later. But you have fun now. Don't get yourself in trouble. Over.
I don't know. They've got a whole giant building project going on over there that I'm thankfully not part of this time. I was so indecisive on the last one that I done it, and then they were supposed to get rails and ramps because the guy's in a wheelchair. I said, look, make up my mind and then I'll come back. I mean, you guys need to pick where you want these things coming out. And it was just, it was perfectly, the deck turned out perfect, but it was, they couldn't make up their mind on some stuff. So it was mostly done.
Yeah, I know how things like that can be sometimes. Over.
Well, it gets better. They tore that whole deck out, and now they're building the mother-in-law room on in that spot. But like, I did all that stuff, and they take me through all that stuff, and then they come to a dead end, and then here it is 3 years later. They couldn't make up their mind, but I think the whole thing was leading up to the mother-in-law room anyways.
Yeah, I know how that is. We, about a year and a half ago, we put a new front deck on the house, and I got a whole bunch of extra wood that I guess I'm just going to put it out next to the road and see who wants to grab it. Over.
And meanwhile, I I rebuilt the deck down in Heartland, and there was a catwalk along this creek. And I said, well, if you build your next deck, all that lumber you guys took out to build the mother-in-law room, we'll build another deck. And then now we got a bunch more ways of putting ramps on because that catwalk was set up just like a ramp system. It was pretty cool. So they've got enough stuff there. Woo, boy, there's a big old bunch of geese. They got enough stuff now they can go about twice as big with that deck and have a I don't know, maybe a little gazebo thing over top of it.
Yeah, my wife would like a gazebo in the backyard, but it don't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. We got a bunch of other stuff we got to take care of first, over.
Eagles? I lost you. Did you say Eagles? KB8OOE.
No, I did not. This is KE8OOK.
I just had to roll some windows up in the truck. I had a lot of road noise. I don't know. One more day on this planet, I can't complain.
Now when I wake up in the morning, as long as I'm looking down at the grass and not up at it, I figure it's a good day, over.
Yeah, when I wake up, you know, and I wake up with pain, so I know for sure I'm still alive. If I wake up without it, I'll be certain I'm dead.
Yes, I go to the doctor, and the doctor asked me, or the nurse asked me, are you in pain? I said, every day, 24/7. He says, oh, is it any worse than normally is? I said, no. He goes, okay.
I don't eat anything for it, that's for sure. I don't do any of the pills. I mean, if I get a surgery or something, maybe a little couple after that, but I don't like to do the meds. Any of the pain meds, it's not worth it. So I got a PENS unit that I zapped myself with, and that seems to give me enough relief to keep going, and if I need it before I go to sleep, got a half an hour shut-off time.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my mother blessed me with her problem, diabetes, so I poke myself in the morning to check my blood and poke myself again at night for my insulin, and other than that, I got a few other minor injuries that I sort of beat myself up when I was younger. And when I was in the Marine Corps, I got exposed to Agent Orange, and it's given me all sorts of interesting things. But other than that, you know, the good Lord blessed me pretty well. My life isn't all that bad. Over.
WM8A, start the siren test here in a second.
Yeah, man, I'll back out. I'm not near the siren anymore. I was in Columbiaville, but I'm heading up here. Yeah, have a good one. Have a good one. And I'm at S3, this is KB8OOE.
Yeah, this is KE8OOK, looking to check into the siren net. I'm setting by number 23. Over.
KE8OOE, is that correct?
Kilo, Echo, 8, Oscar, Kilo, and I'm setting by siren number 23, over.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you for coming this afternoon. I've got you going to see siren number 23 at 2070 South Dye Road, 2070 South Dye Road, south of Miller.
Here on Dye Road, right next, right across the street from Kroger's. Is this the illustrious Mr. Tim?
This is.
Did you see the message I sent you on Facebook today? Over.
I did. Thank you for that.
Yeah, us young men got to stick together. Over.
Yeah, it's the big 4-3. We're looking at today.
Oh my gosh, you're a young kid. I turned 76 in April. Over.
Yep. No, just take it easy today. All right. Well, I've got you scheduled for 7:23. Thank you for coming out this afternoon, and look forward to your report. WM8A, I'll be opening the net here in just about a minute.
One quick question. Are we still, everybody still watching that Hill Road Grill afterwards? Over.
That is optional. I can't imagine that there's going to be a whole lot with it being July, but you're welcome to head on over. I can't promise how many are going to be over there, though. WM8A.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're standing by and watching sirens.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
This is the Genesee County Tornado Siren Test Net. This net opens on the first Saturday month between the month of March and October. This net is open for all radio amateurs within the local Genesee County area. My name is Tim, Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A, Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha. If you'd like an assignment for the Genesee County Siren Test, please call WM8A from Genesee County 91.
Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniform.
Go ahead, Mr. Roy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tim. Two things. First, I'm looking at the siren sheet online, and it's showing my check-in as unknown status from last month, and I'm wondering whether that's correct for Siren 91. And second, it's your call, wherever you need me.
That is correct. It's showing unknown failure, but it is, we did get that reported to the township. They've been having their share of issues this last go-around. Let me take a look here. I think I'm going to keep you close today. Stand by one moment. I'm going to take another peek here.
I miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to have you go see Siren 89. Siren 89 is at 7585 Brewer Road. 7585 Brewer Road, right at the intersection of Graham Blank and Brewer. If you park over at the golf course, if you can get a spot, you'll have a visual on it to your northeast.
Copy. Been there, done this. W2MSU, Siren 89.
Thank you for coming out this afternoon, Roy. I'll be pleased to advise when you're en route. Outdoor Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on CMN 14738 and 14678 repeater system. In Fenton, both are linked to the Central Michigan Emergency Network System. This net is open to all amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break. A siren report consists of a visual siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org/sirens, plural. My name is Tim, Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A8Alpha, and that will be Net Control. If you'd like to participate, please call Net Control WM8A. Control.
This is ADA-ORI. James of Fenton Township, awaiting assignment.
Good afternoon, James. How's it going?
I'm doing great today. I hope you're doing good as well. And while I'm thinking about it, happy birthday as well, Tim.
Thank you for that. How would you feel about, I am thinking about siren number 19. Siren number 19, 9255 Grand Blanc Road. 9255 Grand Blanc Road. That's just west of Seymour on the south side of the road. There's a little turnaround there. It looks, just west of Seymour. I believe that's at the fire station. How does that, can you make it out that way?
Actually going out to games later today anyway, so that worked out well.
Copy that. I'll put you down for Siren 19, and if you could advise once you're in route. WMA.
Will do. K8ORI.
Siren 72 at 1234 at WMD. This is the GCARES Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the W8CMN 14738 infrastructure and 14678 repeater in Flint, both linked to the Central Michigan Emergency Network Hub. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Right? A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org/sirens, plural. My name is Tim, Tango India Mary. My call sign is Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha, WM8A, and I'll be net control. If you'd like to participate, still time, please call net control, WM8A from Genesee County 911. Net control, this is N8HKV. N8HKV, how are you this afternoon, David?
Good. As requested, I'm on 8 at Flushing and Dycrest.
Did you find that okay?
Easy speezy.
I show you on at 1239. Thanks for heading over there, Dave.
Copy that. N8HKV.
KM5INZ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just woke up from a nap. If I can cool myself down to 61 in time, I'll check that one for you. It's down by the bus station.
Yeah, if you want to head on down there, we still got time. Still got about 20 minutes.
Net control, Whiskey 2, my sir uniform.
Go ahead.
Show me en route.
1242 WNA.
Whiskey 8, Echo Oscar, Liberty Way EO, East Lansing, anybody copy?
Currently using the system for the Genesee County Siren Test Net.
Siren Test Net Control, this is ND8M, November Delta 8, Mike.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm up in Millington, just come on online here. I could get to number 40, 67 if you need those today.
Number 40 hasn't been seen since April. If you want to head over there, that'd be appreciated.
Copy, I'm in route now.
Can I have that call again? It was November, it was a 2x1, November 8th.
Call is November Delta 8 Mike.
November Delta 8 Mike. Thank you for that. I assure you, heading on over to the Vienna Township.
Mag controls the ABOS.
Go ahead.
Controls on site.
I see you on site at 12:47. Thanks for coming out today, Lance. WMA.
ABOS.
We're about 10 minutes out to the July siren test. I want to thank everyone for participating today. If you have not yet advised, please let me know once you get on location to your siren if you have not yet advised net control. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming out. And it's about 9 minutes out. WMA Day.
KCADA check.
Go ahead.
Is this Charlotte repeater?
It's currently on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Hub. We're currently using the system for the Genesee County Siren Test Net. WM8A from Genesee County 911.
Oh, okay. Genesee County, gotcha. Sorry to bother you. I'll let you go. KCACHR.
Net Control MSU.
Go ahead. Go ahead, they're right.
KAWTG, the Net Control.
Go ahead.
Yeah, set it up in the front there so the Lawrence daughter. I'll give you a report on that one. KAWTG.
Which siren number is that?
I don't know the number, but it's the one at Donner Drive there behind the gas station and right there by the end of five other previews.
Siren number 15, 1376 North Leroy and Donner Mill, 1376 North Leroy, Donner Mill. Siren number 15, and can I get your call sign again, please?
208 Mike Charlie Gulf.
Thank you, MCG. W2MSU, do you have a copy now? K8ORI, how you make out to Siren 19?
This is K8ORI, just got here. Still sitting and waiting.
Copy that. Thanks for heading out there, James. And then, Mike, KF5INT, how you doing to Siren 61?
Just arrived on location. Get ready to set it off.
Copy that. All right.
Net Control MSU.
Go ahead there.
Show me on location.
Show you on location at 12:56. Thanks for heading over there, Roy.
No worries.
N88M, Jared, are you up there? How's how you making up to Siren 40?
Guys, N88M, I'm going to be there pretty much right at 1 o'clock, it looks like.
Copy that. Thanks for making your way out that way this afternoon. All right, we're about 2 minutes out. We're she's got a few fires to dispatch, but we should have the sirens hit in about 2 minutes here. WM8A from County 911.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees.
All tones have been sent. All tones have been sent. WMA.
Hey,
ND8M. I was on site at 1301.
Jared, are those sirens firing?
Copy. We got good tone on this one. No rotating. It's not a rotating siren.
All right. They should be winding down about now. I'm going to go through the top of my list and see what we got. So we'll start with 88Y. How did it go with siren 72?
Worked as tested. 88Y.
K8OOK, how'd it go at siren 23?
Siren 23 rotated fine, plenty of noise. I took binoculars to take a close look at all the wiring and the wiring, the conduit net going up and everything going to the siren looked good.
Thank you for that report, Bob. Fully functional at 23. W2MSU, how'd it go at siren 89?
MSU, fully functional as tested.
Thank you, Roy. NHKV, how'd it go at siren number 8?
Fully functional as tested with rotation. N8HKV.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend. K8ORI, how'd it go at siren 19, James?
Siren 19 is fully functional with rotation and nothing else to note.
Thank you for Thank you, Mike, for heading on over there. Jared, how'd it go at siren 40?
Yeah, siren 40 is fully functional. It's a fixed siren, no rotation. Visual inspection looks fine as well.
Thank you for heading over there, Jared. Appreciate it. KMCG, Mike, how'd it go at siren 15?
Yeah, this one is fully functional, full audio, and full rotation. K8MCG.
Thank you for heading on over there, Mike. All right, that puts me at the bottom of my list. If there's any other reports that would like to call in for the Genesee County Siren Testnet, please call WM8A from County 91. Nothing heard, so I will go ahead and close up tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming out this afternoon on a holiday weekend. This has been the GCARES Outdoor and Siren Testnet. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the WACMN 14738 infrastructure and the 14678 repeater in Fenton, both linked into the Central Michigan Emergency Network Hub. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. Break. List of sirens can be found at gcares.org/sirens, plural. My name is Tim. My call sign is WM8A, and I've been the deck control. I want to thank everyone for participating again. And thank Central Michigan Emergency Network for the use of the repeater system. We'll now turn the 14738 and then 14678 back to normal use. This is WM8A from Genesee County 911. I'll be clear.
As always, thanks for hosting that, Tim. This is KE8ORI, and I'll be clear as well.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend.
KE8OOK, heading over to Hill Road Trail if any of the siren monitors want to stop in. Over.
Well, thank you, Bob, for participating today. It's been a while since we've heard from you. It's great to have you back on, and we'll hope to catch you further on down the log, as the great Wild East says. I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot of folks over there at the Hill Road Grill, but please enjoy in my stead. I've got some family functions later today. But again, thanks for coming out this afternoon. Kate, okay, WMA.
Yeah, my tenure with the lodge is starting to wind down, so I'm slowly trying to get back involved again. So, I'll be around. K-E-A-O-O-K.
You are always welcome.
K-E-A-O-O-K Mobile, we are 73 at Hill Road Grill.
KF5-ING, N8HKV.
Go ahead, Doctor. KF5-ING.
Can you go over to 146.46?
I probably can.
Copy that. I'll meet you there. Just be monitoring.
Okay, KF5-ING. Your life.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
KE8UWI test 321-123.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees.
KE8UWI, testing high power, 123-321.
UWSD. From Superior Area. NGWSD, anybody on the repeater in the Superior Area for a weather report? Nothing heard. NGWSD monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Bravo November. Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Bravo November. And Henry, is that okay, if anyone's monitoring the repeater. Again, this is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Bravo November. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Bravo November. This is Carl out in Ortonville and Henry, my 2-year-old sidekick, seeing if anyone's monitoring a repeater and wants to do a quick contact. KE8RBN.
This is KE8RBN, KE8RBN, looking to make a quick contact. This is Carl out in Ortonville and Henry.
Hi.
He's 2 years old and he's getting a little interested in radios. And this is KE8RBN, Carl in Ortonville.
This is KE8RBN, Kilo Echo 8 Romeo, Bravo November. It's Kilo Echo 8 Romeo, Bravo November. And Henry, he's 2 years old.
Hi.
And he's learning how to use the radio. We're looking to make a quick contact before dinner. Again, this is KE8RBN. Again, this is KE8RBN, KE8RBN, Kilo Echo 8 Romeo, Bravo November. And...
Hi.
Henry, we're trying to make a quick contact before dinner. Again, this is KE8RBN.
RBN, this is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor. Go ahead.
Kilo Echo Victor, this is Kilo Carl, KE8RBN. And Henry?
Hi.
And we're out in Ortonville. We're going to have some meatballs for dinner, and, someone really likes starting to use the radio on his little baby walkie-talkie, so we wanted to use the big one. KE8RBN.
That bear is funny. Yep. Gotta start him young, right? Yeah, you got Steve up here in East Cowboss.
Hey, Steve. That's awesome that I'm reaching out to Tawas here. Again, we're all, so we're a little bit north of Pine Knob. And we're in Ortonville, but kind of close to Clarkston. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks for talking to us, Steve. You can say hi, Henry.
Hi.
Hi, Henry. KE8FCD.
Hi.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Yeah, he just turned 2, so we're having fun with the walkie-talkies, and I figured I let him use the big one here, but... I'm pretty proud. This is the biggest reason up the Tawas here. It's the crow fly. That's a big one.
Hi.
310 machine gets out pretty good. I usually sit down by the lake, and I get a lot stronger signal, but I'm over by the Iosco County Airport at the moment, which is, I don't know, 4 miles behind me, so I'm facing actually 180 degrees from you.
Are you on mobile right now?
Copy. We are mobile with the 2980.
Well, I guess we're buddies because I got the same radio. I got the UQFT 2982, and then, for a mono band, it's pretty good. I'm meant to put it in a side-by-side, kind of like a, you know, two-step Jeep, but I end up just keeping it as my base station, so... Hopefully I can put one of these in there soon, but I'm really happy. This thing's built like a hammer.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got a FTM 6000 at my cabin that I use. I'll get the mobile radio, obviously, and I run the I got a 200 watt linear that I can use if I need more power, and probably got enough. Maybe about 30 foot on a tram antenna, right?
Yeah, I think I'm on a hill, which is odd for Oakland County, but I got it on top of my house, so it's probably about 35 foot. I would assume maybe a little bit more as well, just how everything works out with the pole on your view. Hey, curious though, with that 200 watt rating in your tower, what's the biggest contact or longest contact you made?
Well, with, geez, 99% of my contacts are for routine, so I just do a talk to a guy in England one day, but that was through the West Branch machine.
Wow, was he using EchoLink, I'm assuming, or he just had some high-powered, dish or something?
Yeah, you have that EchoLink. Yeah, I didn't really know too much about it. I just recently downloaded all that stuff on my laptop, so I have that at the house. And, kind of interesting. I wanted to, you can do it. And I had a brand new laptop. I just went ahead and did that and put a few contacts on there, but nothing local. Listening to the 9-4 machine over there in West Branch, mostly.
Hey, Steve, I gotta go. Someone needs a diaper change, so I really appreciate that. Hope I can get you again here soon. I'd like to keep talking to you.
But again, duty calls. So he thinks again, and I hope to hear you on here soon. I'll try and call you again on this repeater at some point. But thanks again. Again, I'm going to say 7-3 to you, K8RBN, and Henry. Hey, thanks again. 7-3.
Alrighty then. You fellas have a good dinner and get that bag cleaned up, Roger. K8FDV, Mobile.
KFKYL, Mobile, and monitoring.
KF8AYL.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
KF8AYL. NALIY, listening.
This is KF8AYL. How are you doing this afternoon?
NALIY, listening.
AIW radio test.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees.
NALIY, listening.
Oh, the monitoring station. I didn't catch your call. I had to pick up the radio. Sorry about that. My name is Joe, and the call is Whiskey 8 Sierra, Sierra, W8SS. Over.
Yeah, thanks for responding. Just a second. I got a phone call on the phone. I'll be right back there just a moment.
No problem at all.
Alrighty, sir. This is NALIY, November 8th, Lima, India, Yankee. My name here is Mark.
Mark, thank you very much. Yeah, and once again, my name is Joe, located in beautiful downtown Fenton, and running a little handheld and hopefully hitting the machine pretty well, I hope. Beautiful day it turned out to be, and maybe you're still enjoying the holiday weekend, hope so. Some people had to work, but a lot of people got it off.
Yeah, my business runs 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I did have third and fourth off. It was my natural days off, so that was a bonus. So I'm in Flint near Bishop Airport. Tell me your location.
Yeah, roger that. I'm in downtown Fenton, right in downtown Fenton. So I'm real close to the machine here. And what kind of business do you run out there?
I drive a motor coach for Indian Trails. I'm on a dedicated run, one of 12 drivers that go from, the run is from East Lansing to Brighton, Ann Arbor, both sides of the airport. We hold and then mirror image back. But we have 12 runs a day going back and forth. And I'm one of them, pretty much in the middle.
Well, that's cool. I didn't even know that we had that service. That's an excellent service, and a lot of people don't have the ability to get around, that definitely augments that ability for everyone. So a valued service, that's really cool. How big a motor coach are you running? Are you running a diesel pusher or a smaller bus?
Oh, I'm driving a motor coach, Prevost, 45 feet long, 55 passenger, something like that. Got a commode, a bathroom in the back, dual air conditioning, dual axles. It's high-end equipment. It's the kind of bus that they would take and make into one of those expensive motorhomes.
Yeah, Roger that. I love those, by the way. No, there's nothing like a Prevost. That's a nice... That's probably the nicest one out there right now. You know, years back, the Bluebird made a thing called a Wander Lodge for those big private coaches, and that thing was just awesome. There were so many things so nice about it. But now everybody has custom-made stuff, and it's a whole different world out there. You know, with the slide-outs and all the crazy stuff they add to them. But sounds good. So yours is set up for a lot of seats, I take it, and a lot of air conditioning. Real nice. I see you got, now is that a tag axle, or are they both drive axles? And in turns, do you have to lift an axle or not? Are they airbags? You know, can you lift one?
Motor coach has got one drive axle, and I think they're all that way. I'm sure the Zags, maybe in Alaska or something, might be slightly different. They're automatically, the tags automatically lift. There is no override, but we just run with the automatic lift. Works out quite well. They're nice handling buses. This is a different beast to drive, but I've been doing it for a decade now and kind of hitting my groove. So I like who I'm working with. It's mostly good, and you know, nothing's ever perfect. But I've got more compliments than I do complaints about where I work.
Sounds good to me. Real nice coach, that's for sure. Definitely a super nice rig. Automatic lifting of the tag axle is excellent, because otherwise you go in those turns and you scrape the opposite tires. So, you know, it makes a big difference. Anyway, really cool. That's really nice, and it's good to hear somebody that's enjoyed a really fine piece of equipment. Those things are awesome. I was interested in those a long time ago. I haven't been in years, but sure are nice. I've always liked them a lot. And the nice thing is you have an Allison, probably, you know, an automatic transmission. So that makes it considerably easier than a manual. Most of those buses, anyway, have big Allisons, and they're real heavy duty. They're real nice, and Prevost is just a beautiful manufacturer. I mean, they make that absolutely excellent first-class product, and that's a nice thing. So what is that? Is that a municipal run that you guys make? That's not like a run to a casino or anything.
No, we do that, but this is a dedicated run. It's called the Michigan Flyer, and its purpose is to transport. It's a dedicated run to the airport, connecting. It starts in East Lansing, goes to Brighton, Ann Arbor, and both sides of Detroit Metro Airport. And, of course, anywhere in between, if you want to go. We have a lot of students and regular riders. Not a lot, but a part of our client base is people that commute between perhaps Brighton or Brighton and Ann Arbor, that kind of thing, or Ann Arbor and East Lansing.
That's interesting. So, but they have to get off what's on your route. I mean, you don't alter the route for those riders. They have to get off at stops on your route. I take it, correct? I think so, anyway. Do you guys go through Benson at all? Over.
Yeah, hang on. Keep that thought in mind. My sister's calling. I'm going to return the call. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a project, but I got most of the gaps, so just hang with me for a minute. I'll have to communicate with my sister. Alrighty, I missed the name here. I'm sorry, multitasking, losing my mind. Yeah, I'm back on. This is N8LIY. Yeah, I'm leaving my house. I'm headed over to Goodrich to check on my sister and move a couple pieces of furniture.
Alright, real good. Well, that's excellent. Yeah, you got me thinking about those coaches. You know, I don't remember what the construction is. Are those... Are the differentials right in line with the center of the wheels, or is that a design that drops the drive line to lower the floor in the coach? I know they make those as well, you know, where they have a lower floor in the coach, and the way they do it is they put side gears on right near the wheels, and that can drop the big of the differential about 6-8 inches.
I don't think that is the case. So you know what? When it comes to the buses, their equipment is so high end, and I've been doing it long enough. I go from an MCI state bus to Prevost, and of course we've got different models. They change a little bit. I don't even care. It's a white bus. They run really well. For the most part, I just get in and drive it, and I tell the mechanics, I'm like, thank you. I appreciate not caring which vehicle I'm in because they're so well maintained.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you, Gary. And Gary, the coaches we're talking about are so sophisticated and so beautiful. They're just awesome on the road, and, you know, I kind of drool on them every time I pass one by, so I hear you. I know the Germans made an axle that took a part of the final drive out to the individual wheels, and that dropped a pig in the middle, like 6 or 8 inches. And you could actually take that same axle and turn it upside down, and that gave you huge ground clearance for off-road equipment. So actually, it was used in both applications, but I don't remember the name of that design. But anyhow. And I don't know if your bus has it or not, but I know the Germans made a big deal out of that when it first came out. Anyhow, good to talk to you, and sounds like you should definitely do your share of getting around. How many miles do you think you've driven in your career?
Oh, I don't know. I drive a minimum of, if you count my car, I drive a minimum of 3 miles a day. So it's somewhere between 300 and 450 miles a day, depending on my assignment. And you're bringing out that drop axle that what was it, the 1967 Volkswagen's had. I'm driving and talking to you. I can't think of it. But they had a drop axle, like you're talking about gear reduction. Gear reduction is what it was, the outer axle. And my, vehicle that I would like to have, the Mercedes-Benz, I think they call it Cube. Probably $125,000 or $150,000. Or better yet, the six-wheel drive version, but they've got a version with a gearbox at the wheels. Give them more clearance. Yeah, incredible machine.
You are exactly right, Gary. And they made some of those in G-Wagons for a little while, a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago. And I saw that application, and that was good. All this stuff is German, you know, it all comes out of Germany. But the G-Wagon had a version that was real high in the air and had huge tires, and the axles were inverted to give it incredible ground clearance. And it made it a kind of an awesome raised-looking truck. And the only problem with that damn thing was getting in and out of it. It was so high in the air, you know, you had to be an acrobat to get in it.
Yeah, I think I'd pay the price for at least a minute to try. I'm trying to remember. I think they were more than $500,000, if I remember right. It was the one I was thinking of because it was extended wheelbase, dual axle. I mean, I couldn't believe that thing was driving. It was off-roading to unbelievable. I'm going along a road here with ditches. I'm like, this thing would have driven down the road and crossed all these ditches with no problem. I'm almost like, well, you could do it at double the speed, probably of a deuce and a half.
Yeah, you know, Gary, you got it. That's the right one. I think it was called the 4x4x4. And I'm not 100% sure what the I'm not 100% sure what the model name was, but it was a G-Wagon, and the version was, I think, a 4x4x4. And it had locking axles, and they were interlocked, and there were switches on the dashboard for it. and there was really an awesome setup, but it was absurdly high money. Like you say, I think it was like $500,000. You know, it was some ridiculous amount of money, but it was real fancy. It was really, really cool. And they were really well built. They had these huge red shock absorbers all around them, and it was just amazing. Amazing thing. But fun car. I have pictures of it somewhere. I saw one once, and I took all kinds of pictures. I think on my cell phone. But, yeah, I'm familiar with what you're talking about, and that was one of those inverted axles that we were discussing. So, interesting, Jerry. How long you been in radio? What got you started in radio? Over?
Oh, I've been in, I don't know how long, the late 80s, I would imagine, I got started, and then I've been off the radio probably for about almost 20 years, I want to say. I've been on, I've had a moment here and again, but my buddy Dave Norris, NHKV, got me kind of back in again. So real quick question, the Mercedes-Benz, see, I don't know all this weird crap. First off, you and I both know the G-Wagon, and probably two people else listening know it. And then one of them might know about the cube conversion, which is the extent the axle we're talking about. But were you talking about the one with two rear axles or one rear axle? They did make one that had two rear axles, and it was kind of resemble that extended Jeep, if you will.
Yeah, they had two. They had one that had these axles that was just a single axle in the rear. And then they made a version that was really ridiculously crazy that had two axles on the rear. And I remember seeing a video on YouTube of that thing going through sand dunes and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, those are really cool products. But I had an opportunity to see one once up close. And the big problem was getting in and out of it. It was real hard. It was kind of high in the air. It was too high for me to get in and out of. I'll tell you that. I tried. It didn't work. But I never did see the dual axle one, but I've seen it. I've seen the dual axle one in like magazine articles and YouTube videos and that sort of thing. But the other one, the single axle version with the inverted axles that we're discussing, was available, and I did see one at Woodward Avenue. Mercedes-Benz store, the West Bloomfield store, had one for a short period of time in the back in the parking lot. And I went out there and looked at it because I love G-Wagons, so I had to get in there and play with it. The price was just ridiculous. All the G-Wagons have gotten us. G-Wagons are $200,000 now. They're ridiculous. You know, it's just gotten way, way, way too high. All cars have, for that matter. But particularly those. The thing I've really liked about the G-Wagon, I'm kind of a big fan, you know, and the reason I really like them is that they're a narrower wheelbase that's still long enough wheelbase that it keeps it from having handling problems, and yet short enough that you can park it and manipulate it in traffic and get in and get out, that kind of thing. And as a result, I'm a big fan, but anyhow, you know, it's like an old-looking design, and it is an old design. And actually, the history of that thing was it was originally designed by Mercedes-Benz for the Falcons during the Falcon War, and then the British government decided that, well, it was a German vehicle, and they weren't going to buy it. So they got stuck with them, and then they started offering them to the public because they were all tooled up and ready to go. So that's what created the Jeep. It's been an icon ever since. I mean, they're still out there. They still make brand new ones.
Yeah, I became aware of them in the 80s, I believe. Looking at Land Rovers, that's a whole other story I'm not even going to get on right now. But I was aware of them then, and I guess if I really wanted to, I could have gotten the old version. It's like an old CJ Jeep.
Yeah, Roger that. You know, they weren't terribly expensive way back when, but when they did the redesign of everything and then tried to make it look exactly the same, but the underpinnings were all completely redesigned and everything, that got really expensive. Then they were $200,000, you know. And that just put them out of the range, for, I think, for 99.9% of people. And then, of course, there was that Unimog, which is the even bigger version that Mercedes made. And the Unimog was just totally a crazy vehicle. It's really not, that really wasn't for street use. It was kind of, I mean, that's beyond. There's all kinds of from flipping through, you know, fertilizing fields and all kinds of stuff.
Yep, familiar with those too. Yeah, the, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm getting shaky on this transmission. I don't know if it's just Chinese radio or what the deal is. This is the longest conversation I've had with it since I got it. This is, I'm going to sign off now, so good talking to you. I'll be on this frequency more often. This is N8LIY. My name here is Mark, and I'm going to, I see that my radio is at distance I am from the repeater, but I'm going to sign out now. Thank you for the conversation.
Okay, Mr. Mark, my pleasure, and good signal from the Mount Morris area. Well, no, you're mobile, so you're, who knows where you are. But, no, you're great, and a pleasure to speak with you as well. And interesting to speak with somebody that was so well informed on all these exotic automobiles here. All right, take it easy. Take it easy, Mark. Thank you, sir. Look forward to hearing you on again. NOR8LIY, this is Whiskey 8 Sugar Sugar. Bye-bye now.
All righty, Whiskey 8 Sugar Sugar. This is an $8 LIY. I'm roughly halfway between Davison and Goodrich, just now on M15 Road to my location. And I think the squelch in this radio needs to be tuned up some more, but I can barely program it. N8LIY, signing out.
Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, monitoring, East Telos.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees.
Radio Victor, stand by.
Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny, 71 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 67 degrees.
KB80, OE mobile.